And staying with the stars, the Academy Awards are this weekend. And joining us now to talk about some menu suggestions for Oscar night watching is Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy.
And I'm reminded of the conversation that we had a few months ago for food to serve on election night. And you had those great nachos with one side for Hillary Clinton with jalapenos and the other side for Donald Trump with, I think, overcooked steak or something. Was that what it was?
Yes. Yes, right. It was.
Okay. So you've got some lighter menu suggestions for Oscar night.
Well, year after year, I get suckered in. I watch these things every year since I was a kid. And unlike some people who have parties and get dressed up, our tradition is we put on our pajamas, we put on our bathrobes, and we have all kinds of finger foods and little tastes of this and that. And we watch these awards. And this year, maybe more than ever, we need the frivolity, the distraction, the fun of feeling part of Hollywood and glam and so we got to eat, you know?
We got to eat. And we got to drink, which is what you've got right here in front of me. What is this drink? And by the way, it's non-alcoholic.
It's not alcoholic, though it does not need to be. It's a ginger maple soda or a ginger maple cocktail. You make a syrup with fresh chunks of ginger, little bit of water and sugar, and a touch of maple syrup, which gives it that mapley, earthy sweetness. And then you strain that, and you can keep that in your refrigerator for 2 weeks, and you can have it with soda water and watch the Oscars and have a good old time.
However, refreshing.
Yes, it's delicious, and it's really good for you. Ginger is very good for you. But you could add that syrup to Prosecco or champagne, or you can mix it with fresh lime juice and rum. Many people like to serve interesting cocktails at Oscar parties, so ginger maple cocktail. How about that?
Pretty good. And you could put that together
Pretty good.
Very good, Kathy.
There you go. I want to hear it.
And you could put that together with these toasts here with a spread. Tell us about this.
This is called a tartine, and a tartine is simply bread or toast with a sweet or savory topping. This is very California, very la-la-la-la.
We should remind people, by the way, that you're joining us from California right now because you always go to the Oscars and sit in the front row.
That's right. I mean, you know, my seat next to Meryl is there every year. Right. This is a ricotta cheese with grated lemon zest on really good crusty bread, whatever you have around or can find. And then you drizzle it with some sweet honey and some chopped salted pistachios. So pistachios and lemon being so California. This is kind of sweet, but it's also savory and will take you 5 minutes to make.
And by the way, just to set the record straight, Kathy is in California, but she's not going to be at the Oscars, sadly.
What?
That was a joke.
What?
What? Well, one more
Wait
thing.
A minute.
One more thing
you
got to get
ticket.
To, Kathy, here is the popcorn you've brought, because of course you have to have popcorn when you're watching the Oscars.
Popcorn, ultimate movie watching food. But it doesn't have to be same old, same old. I do one with Middle Eastern spices where you mix up ground black pepper, a little allspice, cinnamon, nutmeg, and Aleppo pepper, if you can find that. Really good, a little bit of spice, but really wonderful blend that you just add to your warm popcorn. I also do one with spicy turmeric and sharp cheddar cheese. Turmeric is an anti-inflammatory, and it turns the popcorn this gorgeous saffron yellowy orange, and the sharp cheddar melts a little bit, and boy, popcorn never tasted better. You can flavor your popcorn with anything: Parmesan cheese and fresh thyme, any kind of herb, spice, cheese, olive oil, butter. Really, just to the Oscars is all about glam, and this just kind of elevates popcorn, which is such an everyday food, into something a little bit special.
Yeah, and still you have to eat it the way that we all eat popcorn, which is to stuff as much into your hand as possible and then put it in your mouth, because you never know when the popcorn is going to disappear and you won't be able to eat the rest of it. Why do we eat it like that?
So true. Because it's like so airy and you just feel like you want a lot of it. But when you're still hungry, you could think about maybe making a cheese fondue. We're going to have a recipe on the website. And then for dessert, I made these caramels where I just took store-bought caramels and melted a really good bar of dark chocolate, dipped the caramels in on all sides, and sprinkled it with very coarse sea salt. You can buy salted chocolate caramels, but they cost a fortune. So these are DIY salted caramels.
And will all of this last you when the Oscars goes past 11 p.m. on the East Coast.
On the East Coast, if you can stay awake, you're going to need those caramels. On the West Coast, I hear people dress up and, you know, it's not so late here. So people are ready to eat more and stay awake and kind of eat more main coursey kind of things. I also have a great recipe for what I call a chunky Oscar guacamole, which is not the traditional mash, but this is where you cube really ripe California avocados with lime juice and lime zest and cilantro and chilies. You could top it with pomegranate seeds, lots of vegetables and warm tortillas. Just really good finger food that keeps you going as you watch this unbelievably long show. Every year it seems to be longer and longer. But again, fun and a nice distraction from the troubles of the world.
And given the amount of California references in our segment, I assume that you're rooting for La La Land.
Maybe, maybe not. I'm very mixed. But, you know, I'll be there in the front row, so right. My vote will count.
We'll be watching for you. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef. And we've got all these recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.